I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. It's estimated that at least 65,000 people in South Carolina may have hepatitis C, and many are unaware that they have this chronic infection. Dr. Eric Meisner is here to talk about what causes hepatitis C, who's at risk, and effective treatments for this condition. Dr. Meisner is an assistant professor of infectious diseases and director of HIV and hepatitis clinical care and research at MUSC. Dr. Meisner, first tell us about hepatitis C.
Hepatitis C is a virus that infects the cells that make up our liver. Most people that get infected with this virus develop a chronic lifelong infection that the body can't fight off on its own without receiving treatment. If the infection is untreated, it can cause liver scarring that can eventually result in liver failure and liver cancer.
So hepatitis C is caused by a virus. Who's at increased risk of getting this infection?
Yes, hepatitis C is a virus, and it's spread by blood-to-blood contact that can occur between people. And what that means is that every person that has a hepatitis C infection got the infection by somehow coming into contact with blood from another person that had the infection. Some examples of risk factors would be contaminated needles from intravenous drug use, even if the exposure was decades ago, or if you received a blood transfusion before 1992. That's another example. And hepatitis C can also be transmitted at birth from a mother to her baby.
And are there any early warning signs or vague symptoms for hepatitis C?
It's really important for people to understand that you can have an active hepatitis C infection for many, many years, even decades, and not have any symptoms at all, even though the virus is active in your body and causing liver damage. Once people do develop significant liver scarring and develop cirrhosis, they can have symptoms like fatigue, loss of appetite, weight loss, difficulty sleeping, or muscle weakness. And some more serious signs of liver damage would be yellowing of the skin and eyes, swelling in the legs or the abdomen, mental confusion, and bleeding.
And tell us about treatment for hepatitis C. I understand there's very effective treatment.
Yeah, the treatments we have now for hepatitis C are nothing short of revolutionary. It's typically a combination of one or several pills taken for 8 to 12 weeks. And the odds of being cured with these treatments is about 95 to 98%. Furthermore, the treatments themselves are generally very well tolerated.
Why is the treatment of hepatitis C such an important public health issue?
Yeah, hepatitis C infection is incredibly common. As you mentioned earlier, Bobby, there's probably at least 65,000 people in South Carolina who have this infection, many of whom may not even know it. Because these treatments that we now have are so effective and can cure most people who receive them, it's so important that everyone with hepatitis C infection be identified so that they're able to access treatment and thereby prevent themselves from having further liver damage. Also, because this infection is transmitted from person to person, when you treat someone with hepatitis C, this also means that they're not able to transmit the infection to anybody else, and that will help us make headway towards ending this epidemic.
Dr. Meisner, thanks for providing this information about hepatitis C.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.